Foreign election interference is finding plenty of places online to spread. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The Russian group accused of meddling in the 2016 election was caught this month in another disinformation campaign. Reuters reports that the group posed as a news outlet publishing articles that attacked Vice President Biden. They targeted Facebook and Twitter, yes, but also spread on Gab and Parler, social media networks that attract right-wing users. Camille Francois is chief innovation officer at Graphica, which helped research this effort. She says, basically, disinformation is looking for a new home.
It is the first time that we found foreign actors use Parler accounts and Gab accounts. And that was difficult because while as an industry, we've learned to work together to take action in between sort of the social platforms, they are still social platforms that are not observing the same rules. I think that the main takeaway is if we want to be effective at tackling foreign interference, we have to tackle foreign interference on all platforms. This is no longer just a Facebook problem or just a Twitter problem. It is definitely a whole of the industry problem.
You mentioned that they don't have the same rules. Is it a sign that perhaps some of the methods that Facebook and Twitter have employed against disinformation might be working a little better? That something that platforms like Gab and Parler, where anything goes, might spread information a little better?
Yeah, that's indeed a sign of moderation from the big platforms. Some of that is also on the government to sort of clarify, right? So in this specific context, we are talking about a sanctioned entity. And so understanding what are the types of constraints that apply when platforms are notified by this type of activity is also a government question, right? That creates an interesting conversation, which is whose job is it to make sure that we can tackle foreign interference together again in a whole of society approach?
What does it do to the landscape? What does it do to your research and your ability to combat disinformation when there is clearly an effort to sow distrust in the very idea that disinformation exists?
As you know, we've worked, my team and I, with the Senate Select Intelligence Committee on studying the Russian interference in 2016. And it was a really bipartisan effort. And out of this work really came the idea that we should treat foreign interference as a bipartisan problem. It has been increasingly difficult to do that. I think that's a fair statement. Yeah, it's been increasingly difficult making sure that we have a shared set of knowledge and facts around what is foreign interference, how does it manifest, and when to take action is important.
Camille Francois is chief innovation officer at Graphica. A poll last week found that 3 in 4 Americans are at least somewhat worried that foreign governments will try to tamper with voting systems, steal data from campaigns, or use disinformation to mislead or divide voters. And now for some related links. There's more information on that poll I mentioned over at marketplacetech.org. It's from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. But while it is heartening that people have at least heard of this problem of foreign interference in our election, the poll found that no more than half of respondents were like really worried about it. Among Trump supporters in particular, who have been told repeatedly that Russian interference in the election is a hoax, only 30% are very or extremely concerned, while 68% of Biden supporters have a high level of worry. And Austin Wright, an assistant professor at the University of Chicago's Harris School, told the AP that people might be less worried about foreign efforts to undermine the election, since Trump himself and others here in the U.S. are just doing it themselves. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.